What is madness? Is it the turning of a mind from ordinary to extraordinary? Or the silent way a heart screams in yearning, depicting its descent into darkness after ravenous vultures have torn it to shreds? I would contend both and none simultaneously. Why? Well, I would argue that Hamlet's fight for revenge got the better of him, and his own clever display of madness became so vivid that he started to believe in his own intrigue to the point where his ordinary mind reached a further grasp of reality that turned the pretended delusions into reality. But Ophelia's part in Hamlet's mental decline cannot be disregarded. Her own madness and suicide was the catalyst which drags the drama towards its conclusion. However, in some ways, there is no meaning to the madness, since the outcome is the same in all cases. Death. Shakespeare's depiction of tragedy is truly simple in its form. But is death truly tragic? Isn't the continuation of living life oblivious to the descent into insanity far more frightening than the peace dying brings? You don't agree. You never agree with any of my points I make during the lecture. Why is that? Oh, I'm being a pretentious asshole again. Am I? Yes. One should learn even from one's enemy. I don't believe my ears. Is that a laugh I hear? Yes, that was quite a smooth transition from Shakespeare to Ovid. I'm glad you finally find something I've said amusing. Yes, indeed. There truly must be something rotten in the state of Denmark, if I get you to laugh. Now, where were we? Ah, Medusa. Would you like to begin? Good. I see. No, it's nothing. No, I'm just amused by your reasoning. Well, the fact that Medusa was a victim to her actions doesn't depict descent into madness. It's faulty all on its own. I mean, she turns men into stone statues because of vengeance, for God's sakes. How does that not showcase madness? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Am I right? Huh? Poseidon is the mad one? How is that? If he wasn't so caught up in his own grandeur, he would realize how his actions affect the mortals. Especially the women he wronged. What? Poseidon should stop acting like a spoiled cliché? Then maybe Medusa should stop being such a know-it-all. Really? Poseidon should pull the trident out of his ass. Is that it? Well, I think Medusa should probably take a good long look in the mirror. Oh, fuck you two. You've been picking apart every thesis I've put forth like you always do. So don't you dare start pointing fingers. I cannot believe Professor Lay paired us together. Yeah. And here I was, thinking that we'd finally gotten somewhere. What did you say? Oh, I'm just a prick that can't stand having my arguments challenged. Look who's talking. Since day fucking one, you've treated everything that comes out of my mouth like something that you'd scrape off a shoe. I'm not some patriarchal pig that can't stand women having minds of their own. I just can't stand you. You! Everything about you drives me insane, like the way that you tear apart everything I say or think, the way that you smirk at me when you think I'm not looking, the fact that you prefer Cicero over Plato, and the way that you bolster with your intellect. Don't even get me started on the annoying way you twist a lock of your hair when you're reading. Or the way your eyes spark like a strike of lightning. Fuck. What? Why are you... what are you doing? Why are you getting up? Are you laughing at me? Is this funny to you? Well, I'll show you how funny I can be. Is that better? Not laughing anymore. No, can't be easy to giggle with my hand on your throat. What? Ah. Oh my. I can hardly believe my ears. The wicked siren has finally been silenced. Why are you squirming? No, don't avert your eyes. I want you to look at me. Is my gaze bothering you? Is that a blush I see creeping on your cheeks? Or is it because I'm slowly tightening the grip on your throat? You must sense I covet your affections as you do mine. Don't try to deny it. I can see it in those eyes of yours, always lighting up like two beacons before a storm whenever I enter the room. Pleading for my attention. Fuck. Enough of this. Come here. It's fine. It's fine if you hate me. The feeling is mutual. Open your mouth, little minx. Oh, that's it. Nothing I give you will be poisonous. So, swallow it. Up, up on the table. That's it. Fuck. It's about damn time I get a taste of you. Such a tender creature. Ugh. Did you just bite me? Careful, wicked temptress. I'm warning you. You have no idea what game you've started. In that case, let me grab you by the hair and pull your head back, exposing that delicate neck and returning the favor. Fuck. No, no, I'm not slowing down. I intend to mark you all over, yes. I want everyone to know when they look at you that you are mine. Want me to help you out of that bra? Yes? Yes or no, little minx? I want your consent. Oh, that's a good girl. Fuck. Such beauty. Your skin, soft like velvet, and your breasts are perfect. No, they are not too small. What are you talking about? They fit just right in my hands. See? Perfect fit. Not even Michelangelo could have carved out perfection such as this. Let me mold them in my hands. Squeeze and trace them. Now, let me devour you. My stockings need to go. Oh, yes, they do. I do not care. I need to see you now. Spread your legs for me. That's it. Let me just drag. No. No, the pleated skirt stays on. I just can bunch it up around your waist and drag these off. Fuck. Fuck, little one. Oh, spread your legs wider for me. I said wider. You're the sabre of lust. Oh, and beauty. Let me get my hands on you. Yes, yes. Let me touch this glistening little pussy. Fuck, you're so wet. So wet. So smooth and warm. Is it for me? Am I the reason you're like this? I wish. Oh, that sharp tongue of yours. Here. Open your mouth. Do as I say. Get my fingers nice and wet for me. That's it. Taste what marvel I have touched. The nectar between your thighs. Yes. Oh, suck my fingers. Oh, good. Good. Careful with those teeth of yours. You want my hand around your throat again? Will that make you behave? What am I doing? I'm preparing you to get thoroughly fucked. Oh, let me just slip my wet fingers between your honeysuckle folds again and drag them from your entrance up and down, playing with you, casting adoration on this aching pussy, flicking your clit with my thumb. Oh, you sound so divine, like Psyche and Eros' grasp. Oh, that's it, little minx. Moan my name. Oh, you are so good. Oh, so good, yes. Yes, let me reward you with two fingers. Oh, fuck. Oh, how can you be so tight? My fingers, are they hurting you? No? You like just the slightest sting of pain. Well, in that case, let me indulge you. Let me stretch you out with my fingers and move them in circles inside of you. Moving them against that sweet spot. Yes, move against me. Your endless perfect tips against my palm. Oh, you like that? Oh, you like the way that I tease your pussy? The way that I move inside of you? Oh, that made you clench. I'm not surprised that you're weak too. What do the simpletons call it? Oh, that's right, dirty talk. Do you like it when I whisper sweet words of filth in your ear? Call me bastard one more time and I won't let you come. No, I won't. I know. I'm the devil. I've been called worse. Oh, wicked girl. Fuck. I need to be inside of you. Oh, yes, I ache for you. Can you see how wet you've made me? How your insides strain and twitch just for me? Let me take my fingers out. Good girl. And replace it with my strap on. Yes. Oh, feel the weight of it rubbing up and down against you. Do you want this inside of your pussy? Say it again. Say that you want my cock inside of your pussy. Relax for me. Let go. Oh, let me in. Let me inside. Fuck. Yes. Wrap your legs around me. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it, sweet girl. Oh, move with me. Oh, you feel like heaven. You still hate me. I do not blame you. The very feeling of you in my arms makes me want to explode. Yes, yes, take my cock. Take my cock, take it. Let me clench my fist around your hair. Arch your back for me, little minx. Let me suck on those pretty nipples of yours. Yes, yes. Yes, that's it. Scratch me with your nails. Mark me. Damn it, he'll make me yours. Hold on to me. Yes, hold on. I have to lift you up. Yes, I need to fuck you standing like this. Closer. I need you closer. Hang on to me. No, don't worry. You won't fall. I won't let you. Oh, you'll feel more of me, see? How deep it is? Oh, yes, little one, yes, don't worry. I've got you, I've got you. I'll keep you steady while I impale you on my cock. Oh, just like this. Oh, your pussy is clenching so violently. Oh, do you like how little control you have? Do you like being helplessly thrusted down onto me? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, I can tell. Just like Ophelia's descent down into madness itself, I'll thrust you down onto my shaft and make sure that you feel the ghost of me inside of you weeks to come. Fuck. Oh, give in to me, little minx. Oh, tell me that you're mine. Yes. Yes, I'm yours. But I want you to... I want you to say that you belong to... That you want to give in to... Oh, please. Fuck, give in to me. That's it. Oh, come on, my cock. Just like that. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Hey. Easy there. Relax for me. Breathe. Oh, just let yourself come down. Yes. Relax. Let your pussy finish clenching. Fuck. I know. Don't worry. It's alright to be spent. Just take your time. There's no rush. I don't seem affected. Oh, little one, if you knew that the only thing that's keeping me from passing out and dropping to the floor like a man shot through the head is the feeling of you in my arms. Yes. Yes, I think it's safest if we were to sit down. Here, hold on. I've got you. Just hold on to me for a second. Just let me sink down onto the armchair. Oh, fuck. You clenched so tightly. I guess you're right. I did get deeper like this. But I'm not complaining. No. I've been dreaming of getting my hands on you for months, and I'm in no rush of letting you go just yet. There. Just lean your head against my shoulder while I trace my fingers over your back. It's nice. I'm glad. What? No, nothing. It's nothing. I just always knew that secretly you desired me. Ow! You bit me again, you little. But I guess that's fair. Mark me all you want, little minx. Because I intend to retaliate tenfold. Yes, this is exactly how it will work from here on out.